You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lovers. Happy May 4th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. In 1891, it was opening night of the musical extravaganza Wang, starring DeWolf Hopper and Della Fox, who appeared in tights. A comic opera that also combined elements of burlesque, the Siam Set musical found the titular character entering on a life-size elephant. Gregory Peck catapulted to Hollywood on the basis of the short-lived 1943 Sons and Soldiers, co-starring Geraldine Fitzgerald, Stella Adler, and Carl Malden. Irwin Shaw's drama concerned a woman in 1915 who, told she must have an abortion because her pregnancy may be fatal, imagines her son's future, including enlisting after Pearl Harbor. The last play directed by Max Reinhardt, the show's short run was roundly blamed on the sets. Just in time for the country's centennial in 1976, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue came and went on Broadway. The Leonard Bernstein, Alan J. Lerner musical, about former presidents and their wives, lasted just 7 performances, but Patricia Routledge had a comedic tour de force on Duet for One, in which she played both Julia Grant and Lucy Hayes. Master Harold and the Boys opened in 1982 at the Lyceum. The play, about a white South African boy and his two black servants, starred Lonnie Price, Zakes Mokai, and Danny Glover. Mokai won a Tony Award and reprised his role in the 1985 film adaptation. Tony Kushner's Angels in America, Millennium Approaches, opened at the Walter Kerr in 1993. The first half of Kushner's soon-to-be Pulitzer and Tony Award winner starred Ron Liebman, Joe Mantello, Marcia Gay Harden, Stephen Spinella, and Kathleen Chalfant. In 1999, Les Miserables reached its 5,000th performance. The turntable would go on spinning for another few years until the show closed in May 2003. Christina Applegate opened in the title role of Sweet Charity in 2005, just weeks after breaking her foot during the show's out-of-town tryout. She went on to earn a Tony Award nomination. Boeing Boeing, Mark Camoletti's sex farce about a swinging bachelor and his three stewardess girlfriends, opened at the Longacre in 2008, starring Mark Rylance, Bradley Whitford, Christine Baranski, Katherine Hahn, and Gina Gershon. Rylance won a Tony Award, and the production won Best Revival. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold.